in the limelight.
In the present world, although the necessity for preserving human dignity has been referred to by international circles, conventions, and declarations, what we see in practice is that every day human dignity is trampled upon with the tacit approval of the US and major European powers who unabashedly support the Zionist regime terrorism against the Palestinian people, says Kayhan International staff writer in an article titled The Necessity of Armed Struggle for Palestinians. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Crises rise and abate all over the world, but the chronic question of Zionist-occupied Palestine persists with no solution in sight and no serious concern to the almost daily desecration of Islamic sanctities by the Zionist regime. Al-Aqsa, Islam's third holiest site, was again stormed the other day by armed Zionist thugs chanting slogans against the oppressed Palestinian people, while the Zionist regime security forces stood as silent spectators to the growing trampling of human dignity and rights. In the present world, although the necessity for preserving human dignity has been referred to by international circles, conventions, and declarations, what we see in practice is that every day human dignity is trampled upon with the tacit approval of the US and major European powers who unabashedly support the Zionist regime's terrorism against the Palestinian people. What should the people of Palestine, whether those living under direct Zionist usurpation in the West Bank, Beitul Muqaddas, and in 1948 occupied areas, or in the small besieged sliver called Gaza, do when their plight knows no end? Not a day passes when they are not targeted by the usurpers of their homeland and are killed like sitting ducks by the Zionist regime troops and Jewish settlers streaming in illegally from various parts of the world to seize the lands of the Palestinians and to practice their skills with newly acquired rifles by taking pot shots at the helpless men, women, and children. And if the Palestinians dare to defend themselves, they are branded terrorists and denounced as heartless brutes, with the Western media joining the Zionists to highlight violent crimes against the peaceful and peace-loving Israelis. The UN, especially its Security Council, looks the other way, while the regimes ruling the Arab states have no interest other than lip service for the chronic question of Palestine and are now committing open treason by normalizing ties with the usurper regime of Israel. This has emboldened the Zionists to trespass with impunity on the sacred sites of Islam in Beit al-Muqaddas, as was evident the other day when the Zionist regime's troops and so-called settlers joined together to desecrate the holy precincts of Al-Aqsa Mosque. It is now time for the Palestinians to realize that mere protest in Beit al-Muqaddas, stone throwing at the heavily armed Zionists in the West Bank, and a few crude projectiles fired at occupiers from Gaza, although commendable acts, are not enough to scare their enemies, let alone drive them away from the usurped land of Palestine. In other words, only a well-organized armed struggle with asymmetric forms of modern warfare, including guided missiles and remote-controlled radar-evading drones, is the only solution to redress their plight that requires fed sacrifices in view of the savage, racist, and terroristic nature of the fabricated regime of Israel. It is certainly no crime nor terrorism for an oppressed, occupied, and usurped people to acquire whatever forms of defense equipment that is possible to procure through any means in order to protect their life, their dignity, their religious sites, their land, their families, their faith, and their cultural heritage. The important point, however, is to be on guard against pressures, threats, and deception of both the implacable foes like the US, Britain, and France, and those Arab regimes now openly dallying with the Zionist regime, such as the UAE and Bahrain, with the Saudis covertly conversing with the Zionists. To be more precise, unless the Palestinian people resist and refuse with firm conviction any of those much-tried useless methods of talks, negotiations, and mediation that have yielded no results over the past 7 decades, their situation will never change, let alone their steady slide into not just second or third class citizens, but slaves of the Zionists in their own ancestral land. An important point to note is that defense technology, in addition to being available on the international market, can be assembled through accessible data on the websites, and there is no shortage of helping hands. All it needs is ingenuity by the Palestinians, as the Yemenis have shown, with complete trust in divine assistance and full confidence in their own abilities.